Joes to Michael Bay in those Turtles movies, because they look more like the Ninja Turtles, but this motherfucker looks like Doomsday.
Wayne, I got the urge to fucking... What's that phrase we use? What is that phrase? It starts with an F.
It burns. It's a bit hot. Yeah.
And it's got it in it, too. it's got it in it. I think it's called Fire.
Fire.
It. Oh, God. Oh, shit, I just went blind for a second. Hold on. I got so angry, I got blind. I'm seeing triple vision right now. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, hold on. Let me get my eyesight back together.
What else could be bringing the two of us together for some fire and rage more than this piece of shit?
DC, what the fuck are you doing over there? What in the fuck are you doing over there? You know what, Wayne?
What are they doing good lately? Supergirl is an abomination.
It's an abomination. That's right.
Then you got this, the Flash, which sadly the Flash is probably the best thing they're doing lately, and even that's a
dumb. I'm about saying even that's some stupid shit.
Constantine, which got canceled, and Arrow, which is my God.
That's the most fucking worst thing. Don't forget that animated shit neither.
Yeah, we don't need to go to
that. Okay, so. You know, Wayne, I'm just going to go ahead and play this trailer first, and then we're just going to go ahead. You know what? I think we're going to play it and then, like, do a shot for shot. I'm going to play it first, and then we're going to play it again, and we're going to do a shot for shot talk about it.
That's fun. Look, I'll play it at the same time.
All right. I'm pressing play now. We're going to watch it. We're not going to say anything. We're just going to glance at it for a quick second so I can build some more fucking anger up about this fucking trailer. And then we're going to come back and do a shot for shot as well. This movie's a fuck it. Ben Affleck looks so fucking stiff.
What's your position on the bath vigilante? Isn't that music? Seriously.
I said the same goddamn. Jesus Christ, Wayne. You sure we ain't brothers? Jesus.
I'm sure. That newspaper, too, it has that criminal. Oh my God. Who took that fucking.
God, this trailer's long. I'm twitching already. I'm just
already
like,
bored.
I'm already bored. I'm like, what's that little dog, a scrappy dude? I'm like, Wayne, let me yad him. And you know what? I'm shorter than you. Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't say nothing yet, Wayne. We're just watching the trailer.
Just watching.
Just Jesus fucking Christ.
Bendy Barber, fuck him in the
arse. I think we both just got fucking anally raped. Right. What the fuck is that? Jesus Christ, who the fuck wrote this film? Somebody shut him up from... Okay, I'm sorry. Just watching.
He talks far too much in this trailer.
Thank you, Wayne. He's in this trailer too much.
Isn't it going to be Batman versus Superman, not Batman versus Lex?
Hey, Wayne, you wouldn't know it's a versus movie because the ending of this fucking trailer just tells you everything that I told you was going to happen in this fucking movie.
Yeah, they're going to team up and get it lobby. And what the fuck is this?
Wow, they show you how he's created. That's awesome. Oh, look, it's the Abomination.
There's a retired Ninja Turtle.
Oh, it's Tommy, then. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no wonder we hate it, then. How the fuck did that shield... Okay, never mind.
Why the hell is Batman afraid?
Wayne, are we twins? I kid you not. Me and Wayne have not talked about this trailer. Only thing he knows about this trailer is I said I can't fucking stand it and I don't like it or anything like that. But everything he just said right now, I have in a text message sending it to people that's been asking me about this shit. Jesus.
I'm speechless. I'm not for words.
Okay. Wayne just brought up earlier about, you know, all the shit DC's been doing. In fact, I gotta say this right now. I've been living with this in me since 2013 when that piece of shit of a fucking movie, I don't give a fuck if you like it or not, you're a fucking moron if you like, that piece of shit movie came out called Man of Steel. That is literally one of the worst fucking superhero films I had ever seen. Yeah. And people, they look at me when they listen to my top 10 superhero list or whatever and say, really, Man of Steel's on your worst stuff? Did you not see the same fucking movie that I saw? Did you?
And you gave it a chance. Because when you left, you're like, you know what? People are loving this. And you told me, look, like, I don't know why. And I'm like, I feel like I should hate it. But everyone's liking it. And you were questioning if it was you.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right.
And then you realize, no, it's them. They're the ones who are stupid.
Because I remember when I first saw it, I saw it before everyone else, and I was just like, it's not good, but I don't know how I feel. You know, I said I don't know how I feel about it. And then, you know, Luke had talked to me, and I said, you know what, let me go see this a second time. I went to watch it a second time, and I said, this fucking movie is terrible. And, you know, here's the people, you're going to understand why I hate this fucking movie. And the reason why is this, and I've told Wayne this before, that guy fucking Zack Snyder, he ain't going to trick me this time. Because that's what he does, Wayne, with his fucking movies, is you watch it the first time, you go like, it's not good, but it's passable. Hey, but
Dawn of the Dead.
That movie is fucking terrible. I'm sorry.
Once again, people, people might be brothers. I hadn't seen that movie for years. I rewatched it again, and you and me were just talking about it. I was like, maybe that movie is fucking horrible. And you're like, yeah, see, thank you.
Yeah, because I picked it for Throwback Tuesday because I was excited. I was like, oh, this is like probably one of my favorite zombie films. And when we rewatched that for Throwback Tuesday, I looked at it and was just like, this movie is fucking terrible, actually. I said, this
that's what, one thing I will not rewatch Watchmen.
You know what?
I actually don't mind that movie.
I think I told you, 2 months ago maybe I rewatched it? Because I know Cody likes it, Wayne said he likes it, whatever. And I said, yeah, I think it's good. It's better than what I thought it would. I went back and rewatched that film. You said it on this week's Not Worth a Kick in the Ass. One of the best things of that fucking movie, even today, that I still has not changed my opinion about, is fucking Rorschach. Everything else in that movie, that shit is silly as fuck. It's damn near fucking retarded in some parts or whatever. You're just like... that's the thing with Zack Snyder. I've said it before, I'll say it again. He is the baby of Christopher Nolan and Michael Bay, if they shot out a fucking baby. He makes his films look like Christopher Nolan, but the plot and the story and everything and the writing in it is almost as stupid as a Michael Bay film.
No, not almost. It just as stupid, okay? Because if you look at the plot... Ask Cody, why does he like Man of Steel? I guarantee you, there is not a straight answer. No one. Well, we know Cody's not straight anyway. But
yeah, exactly. No
straight answer that can be given. Honestly.
And you know what? I was telling, because Sean, he sends me a text message saying, God damn, Jesse Eisenberg looks terrible in this. And I said, look at that ending fight scene that's about to happen. And he said, because I remember he said, he told me maybe that'll be decent and it doesn't look that bad. And I said, go back to 2013. You remember that fight scene in Man of Steel? Same director is doing this film. You remember what that fight scene looked like? And he said, oh, fuck. I said, yeah, it looked like shit. Now look at this film, Wayne. What is the difference between this fight scene that's going to happen and Man of Steel? This shit is in dark. You ain't going to see a damn thing. You ain't going to see a damn thing.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you have a man who's dressed in very dark blue, a man dressed in incredibly dark gray, and Wonder Woman, who's once again dressed dark, fighting a dark monster in Doomsday. We ain't gonna see shit.
Remember in Man of Steel, you had two superpower beings fighting at the end, and the only thing you fucking saw was a cape.
You know what? Now you're making me scared. Okay.
No, you know what? No, I'm not even going to say I'm scared anymore or even putting this... I'm just going to go ahead and say I don't give a shit about this fucking movie. Like, and Zack Snyder is the main fucking reason. Now, I'm about to really piss some people off now. Batman looked like shit in his trailer.
Thank you. And, you know, I'm not going to be shitting on Ben Affleck acting yet because I haven't seen it.
No.
But everything in this trailer, Batman looks like a fucking coward.
That photo I sent you... Because I remember Sean even said the same thing. He said, well, I bet Bae's like, the suit doesn't look that bad. I sent him a photo, that same photo I sent you, where I said, look at that suit now, even a closer. And he was like, yeah, actually, you know what? Now I can pinpoint things about it, whatever. That was like, that suit looks like shit. And the fact that...
it looks like he's made of Lego. It's all block.
It's all latex, and it's got, like, fucking loose ends on it and shit. It's like, what the fuck is that suit? And you just summed
up... it's like Batman was obese, and he's lost a lot of weight, but he's kept the same suit.
And he kept the weight in the fucking neck area too.
What neck? He has a neck, does he? I didn't see that.
And I gotta tell you, you see, now people really gonna fucking hate me now. I think I'm about to get the most hate mail for this.
I think we're gonna get hate for this one episode.
I don't give a fuck. I can give a shit less now what people think. Fuck DC.
I just want to jump in very quickly and say I'm sorry, Marvel. Any shit that I spoke about Civil War trailer, because you're forgiven.
Damn.
That trailer is so much better. And I did not love the Civil War trailer. I thought it was really good. But compared to this, it's like Casablanca. All right?
Damn. Like, shit. Damn. I gotta say, you said you didn't want to bring up Ben Affleck's acting. Whoever fucking wrote this film is terrible. His dialogue in this trailer is fucking awful. That motherfucker had the dialogue at the beginning of this film. You know,
good. The dialogue in the everything. The first spoken words in this trailer are pretty much saying, oh, who's that guy? It's like, it's Bruce Wayne. Who the fuck is it? Yeah, it's like, you don't know who Bruce Wayne is.
Oh, but not even that, though. Okay, you want to pinpoint some other things? Oh, that's Bruce Wayne. You don't know who Bruce Wayne is, whatever? Oh, and then he goes, I hate clowns in bad suits. You gotta be shitting me, dude. I looked at that and said, who fucking wrote this? Who in the fuck? And then, next thing you know it, right after he says that line, though, who comes out of this fucking woodwork? Lex Jr. comes out, and what is his line, Wayne? You don't want to pick a fight with this guy right here. And I'm just like, you got to be fucking shitting me. Who fucking wrote this? A fucking clown. And you know what pisses me off about that, too, is because he comes up there and goes, well, look at this, Bruce Wayne talking to Clark Kent. How the fuck does he even know who Clark Kent is? Another question.
There is so much wrong. In those 10 seconds, there is so much wrong.
Another question, too, though, is why does he even fucking care that Bruce Wayne is talking to Clark Kent?
Thank you. Unless he knows who they are.
Bruce Wayne, I can understand. Gotham, he's the Prince of Gotham and shit like that. Who the fuck is Clark Kent in this movie?
I think you're right, though. Everything that's written, maybe all the bad stuff's in this trailer and all the good stuff's in the movie, but I somehow doubt that.
Fuck that movie.
I don't think there is one good bit of dialogue spoken in this entire trailer.
No.
At all.
All of the trailers that I've seen, nothing. I've yet to see a good dialogue. And I'm talking about that one, Do You Bleed? And the last one we saw, and this one. I ain't seen not one fucking good look at dialogue. And see, that's where it goes. See, and you know what?
Why is this whole thing about Lex trying to team up Batman to fight him? What is the fight Superman? There is no reason in the trailer it's setting it up for that, like, for him to do that at all.
See, this is that typical Zack Snyder shit right here. See, he ain't gonna fool me no second time again with this shit. No, fuck that. No, hell no. I'm coming at you hard with this shit now. See, Zack Snyder, this movie's gonna get a pass, Wayne. I'm going to go ahead and call it. This movie's going to be shit. This is going to be Man of Steel 2.0.
Oh, it's going to get a pass. I'm just going to pass up seeing it. I'm not even going to watch it.
And the reason why I say it's going to get a pass is because it's Batman and Superman on screen together. That's why it's going to get a pass from people.
And Wonder Woman.
Nobody gives a fuck about that cunt. Okay, let's be fucking honest or whatever. But this movie's going to get a pass from people that, just like Man of Steel, is just because they've never seen something like this before. But I got to tell you, man. For something that I've never seen before and should be as epic as this, I have yet to feel the pressure of excitement of wanting to see these films. These trailers do absolutely fucking nothing.
The terrible trailers? Definitely terrible. You know what? I just think it's a terrible trailer from a movie that potentially is going to be fucking horrible. It is going to be really... And the more I see of it, the more worse it looks every possible time.
Because Zack Snyder's attached. I'm going to go ahead and say Zack Snyder's attached to it. That's all you fucking need to know. Zack Snyder's attached to it. And you just brought up another point that I wanted to bring up, too. And I swear we must be related or something like that, because I brought this up, too.
Well, we're cousins now. We're cousins.
Is this not supposed to be an older Bruce Wayne Batman?
He didn't look older, did he?
Christian Bale looked older than him. I mean, that's one thing. But
thank you.
But the thing about this, though, is why in the fuck does he look shocked at the end when the Abomination appears?
I'm most shocked at why he's covering up like a fucking coward.
But did you see the look? I'm looking at a frame of it right now. The look in his eyes is the look of shock. Like
he says something like, oh, shit, and they cut it off.
Yeah, but the look in his eyes is the look as if he's never seen anything like this. This Batman's supposed to be more experienced, trained, and doesn't give a fuck at this point. Why is he acting like a rookie?
You know what? Another great point. And it's, you know, okay, this trailer's been out for how many hours now? And we're already breaking it down to being one of the worst trailers that I've ever
seen. Oh, no, I've went beyond that. It's the worst. I think it's going to be a terrible fucking movie. I don't have any
you
fucking
know,
zero
hope
for it.
There are people out there that are probably saying, give it a chance.
No, I don't.
Chance,
I'm sick of giving fucking chances and shit to this DC shit now or whatever. You know, since, like I said, since 2013, I've had to hear about this fucking movie, and I have yet to see a goddamn lick of excitement from it. We've had to watch, I don't know how many fucking new movies that these animated ones have been releasing that's just been like generic, generic to just bullshit now, and that last one was that Gods and Monsters bullshit, whatever, that we had to fucking review. I'm just looking at this like, this shit is fucking childish now at this point. Like, and
you're so right. Going by live action and animated, it's maybe two good films in what, 10 years, if that.
Jesus.
That's a bad track record.
It's fucking right. And you're right. Cause, and one of those two good films, Batman Begins and Dark Knight.
Yep. That's it.
That's it. I mean, if anything, I'll give Dark Knight Rises a pass on it or whatever and shit. But at the same time, the other shit that they made, and I'm talking about Green Lantern, Man of Steel, their TV shows, Supergirl, Justin, and talking, DC sending me a fucking email talking about, oh, the Flash and Green Arrow come grinding together tonight. I was like, I can fuck you, DC. Nobody wants to see that shit. This corny ass shit. And I don't give a fuck if you like the Flash. You're a fucking moron. And that show is fucking terrible. You got this dude called Captain Cold. He's got to be the worst fucking actor I have ever fucking seen.
You know what? In all that, you missed the golden gem out of all the shows they created. What about Gotham?
I ain't even gonna fucking shit on that goddamn show. Like that shit. And then you want to talk about Jim Supergirl? That's the fucking Jim. You want to talk about bad?
I have not seen an episode. I don't really care to either, I must say. You know, especially when I can be watching, you know, Jessica Jones or Daredevil. I don't really want to watch anything DC's putting out at the moment.
I'm looking at this trailer right now. I'm breaking things down. Now, Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh.
Wayne, I gotta say, everybody's excited about this trailer. I don't even like the last one that much, but the last one is way better than this one. This one has Jesse Eisenberg's ass way too fucking much.
He's in it more than Batman or Superman is. And seriously, that is actually, if you look at it, he's actually in it more.
He's fucking narrating it. He's fucking narrating this shit. Look at this.
I'm actually watching it now, and I'm actually speechless because some of the visuals, like, oh, that looks nice, and then it's like, oh, wait, back to reality. Here's some shitty dialogue.
So, CC, that's where I said people are gonna give this a pass is because the visuals of the film look good. People, he pulled this shit on me in Man of Steel, where I was just like, eh, Krypton looks okay. I was like, I get it. But then when Luke talked to me, I was like, let me listen to the dialogue though. This film dialogue is fucking retarded. It's fucking retarded. Doesn't even match up with the scenes and shit like that here. And then you got this bland-ass, boring-ass fucking Clark Kent here. I hoping to God that dude he's talking to is not Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, I was worried about that when I saw that.
This is a fucking James McAvoy fake-ass stunt double right here. You got Clark Kent with his bland-ass looking ass chin that he got going on here. Who's Bruce Wayne? How the fuck did this dude become an overnight reporter reporting on shit like this now?
You know, we're watching the trailer. Every single battle scene is at night. every single fight. So this is worrying. Because you, as you said, you're not going to see shit except flashing lights. And every time they show Batman fighting Superman, it's in a thunderstorm. So you get to see all this flashing light and all visual shit. It's going to have probably no heart behind the fight.
Oh, shit. So the fight's going to look like Pacific Rim now.
Yeah, pretty much.
All I got to say about that, Zack Snyder. You're basically going to be seeing the Superman versus Zod 2.0 fight again.
That Doomsday, oh my god. That looks so horrendous. And you're right, it does look like the Abomination from the second Hulk film. It just fucking looks just like it.
Why is Clark Kent, and people been breaking down the trailer scene by scene right now, why is Clark Kent so obsessed with talking to Bruce Wayne about Batman?
Yeah, it's like he knows who he is. Yeah,
I'm watching it right now, people. I'm trying to break this down as it goes, but just by the visuals. From that last trailer we got, the tone of this movie was huge, heavily dark, right? You listen to the dialogue, this shit is silly, but I like how they keep showing this one dude that Batman branded, but yet at the end of this trailer, Batman looks like the biggest bitch in the fucking movie.
Yeah, but even then, like they show that bloody news report that has like the guy being dragged out for Bat Brand of Justice. And, like,
oh yeah, I see that shit. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, the Bat Brand of fucking Justice.
And the police haven't even got like this guy in handcuffs or any shit. Like, they're just dragging him off.
I gotta crank the volume up for this part. We gotta hear this Lex part. This shit. Okay, first, maybe it's the Gotham City in me. It's like, what?
Yeah, the dialogue is so bad.
It's fucking terrible. It's the typical Zack Snyder writing. I'm telling you, all his fucking movies have terrible dialogue in it, but his visuals are so pretty, and he's pulled this trick on me too, people, so don't think I'm like, oh, I'm aware of his shit. Whatever. I'm aware of it now, but he's pulled this shit on me a couple of times. That's the thing about Zack Snyder films, is the first time you watch it, you kind of give it a pass, whatever, but then when you start hearing bad things about it, you go back and watch it a second time, you go like, damn, actually, you know what, these people are right. These movies are fucking terrible.
Yep, that's... There we go.
Fuck this dude. Yeah, fuck this dude in the ass right now, man. Fuck this dude. Where's Luke at? Fire it up, goddamn. Where the fuck is Luke? fuck this dude right here. Boys!
The first line. I was like, is that Cody? Is that some gay Cody?
Oh, gay Cody? No, I love it because they got this music cranking up, like this, just being tension built between Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne, whatever, and then all of a sudden the music stops. Boys!
It's like, okay, I'm not intimidated by this. Remember when Corey said that this is the most intimidating Lex you ever saw? Yeah, Corey, go fuck yourself, okay? You're an idiot.
Corey's a fucking ignorant fuck anyway. Right? He would like that. He's like, oh, because he's bald. Watch him in Social Network now. He's going to be good. It's like, he's playing a fucking douchebag in Social Network. Lex Luthor is not a fucking douchebag.
Lex is meant to be an intimidating, powerful business, charisma businessman. I do not get any of that in this at all.
But you know what's annoying about the fact that we know he's playing his son? What's annoying about that is he has the features of his father. So it's just like, wait a minute. Why are you obsessed with killing Superman and Lex and all this other shit just like your father was when you never grew up around your fucking father?
But you know what's really bad too is take this same dialogue, as shit as it is, put it in the mouth of someone as Denzel Washington playing this role. Him reading those exact lines would sound far more fucking intimidating.
Because you would have saw that smile and that charm would have came off.
Exactly. It would be like, hey, boys, you know, what a coincidence. You know, Clark Kent.
Listen to this line right here.
Fuck this dude.
Man, fuck this dude. Who the fuck wrote this shit? And then next scene from the director, Zack Snyder. Man, fuck you, Zack Snyder. I literally, honestly, have no fucking, like, because I know they're talking about, oh, maybe another trailer will come out next year or whatever. So I literally have no fucking excitement for this movie whatsoever.
No, this literally killed. I mean, the good thing is our expectations now are so low, it couldn't be that bad. It just couldn't be.
Well, you know what, Wayne? It goes back to what I said again. You know what? We're going to our expectations are so low that we may enjoy it the first time. Go watch it a second time and see if you have the same opinion.
I am honestly so tempted to fly over to LA with you to watch this in person. Because, my God.
You're going
to
see me looking pissed, Dan Wayne. You're going to see me looking pissed.
Okay, every line you've heard from Lex, the red capes are coming, the red capes are coming. And then, hi, boys. It's like, oh my God, fuck.
Sounds like fucking Doofus from the Sesame Street gang or some shit like that.
It's up, I think, oh God, I don't want to hear him talking.
He's just talking throughout the whole fucking trailer. He's talking. Oh, he said, hey, Wayne, he said son of a bitch because DC's edgy. They edgy, you know, they being edgy right here. They're like, shut up. Shut the fuck up with this shit.
And I'm sorry, Batman would not say that.
You know what the biggest problem of this fucking movie, though,
is? Everything.
Besides that, well, yeah, everything. But there's one thing added to this, Wayne, and all of us fucking hates this movie. It's Man of Steel. This movie is supposedly what's going to fix the problems of Man of Steel. This movie is just a back burner to fixing Man of Steel.
But it's taking the blueprint from Man of Steel and putting it on this. And it ain't going
to
work.
Well, the thing is, it's taking the blueprint, putting it on this, and trying to fix everything we hated about Man of Steel. This movie is wrong, first of all, because the reason why it's wrong is because there's no thinking into making this whatever. This, first of all, this movie was just to compete with Marvel. Let's go ahead and fucking say it.
It's to compete with Justice League, essentially.
Yeah.
The Avengers.
It's one fucking big competition. And the reason because of that, people, and you go ahead and say this bullshit, whatever. Warner Brothers was mad that Man of Steel didn't make as much as Iron Man 3 did. And then
that was a piece of shit. Actually, both of them were, but still.
Hey, shut your mouth. But first of all, it's a stupid thing anyway to think of, because Iron Man 3 came out right after the Avengers. I mean, obviously, it had a lot of hype going for it. And plus, it's the third film in the franchise, when Man of Steel was just the first one being entered in and shit like that, which still made a shitload of money. The problem with that, though, is they were expecting that it was going to be just as big. This was supposed to be, as Wayne said originally, this was originally supposed to be Man of Steel 2. And the reason why the studio said, how can we put more money into this? Throw Batman in there. This is just being planned out straight as it goes along. They have no fucking thought about this. And the fact that they kept Zack Snyder as a fucking co-signer on this shit or whatever, him to be co-signer of every fucking DC film there, like he's the fucking head honcho or something like that, that just goes to show me they don't give a fuck then.
Sadly, no. This is a whole thing to compete with Marvel, the entire thing. And everything that DC have thrown out against Marvel has just been shit. And it's just getting worse.
Yeah, you're right. It's getting worse. I honestly, I'm sick of watching these fucking DC animated films, to be honest. I honestly am.
Stop picking them!
I ain't picked these fucking new ones. I've been picking the old ones. Only ones I picked was that animal one. Shit.
Oh, yeah, because that was a wonderful movie.
It was better than that fucking Gods and Monsters one. Shit. That Gods and Monsters one was fucking retarded. I'm sorry. At least.
I think we have to say, spoiling at the movies with Justice League War. Just before this movie comes out, I think that's going to be a good double venture.
That was going to be my choice. That, and I have a live action movie for your ass too. That's going to be there. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and say that. My next two films for spoiling at the movies. I kid you not. After we get done with Punisher Warzone and my animated one, All Star Superman. My next ones, if Wayne or Cody doesn't pick them, my next live action and animated one, Man of Steel and Justice League War.
You motherfucker. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, no.
Wayne's like, oh, shit.
I can tell you now, I have not seen Man of Steel since the cinema. I would like to have kept it that way, thank you very much, but now I have no choice.
Well, I will say there is one thing out of this whole thing that I actually do like is the fact that Bruce Wayne was there when Metropolis was getting destroyed by Superman.
I thought you were going to say that we get to talk shit about it. Just That's about the only positive thing from it.
That's the only thing I like about this whole thing, this whole concept. But other than that, I really don't even give a shit about that though. Okay, this whole Alfred shit talking right here. What pisses me off about this is, see, I'm already biased against this movie because, first of all, it's taking a story from one of the greatest books ever made by Frank Miller. The Dark Knight Returns.
You storing it up.
Honestly, you couldn't have picked a better book to fuck up. And the problem with that, why you fucked that book up too, that book was like almost damn near an ending to the DC legacy of these two heroes. If comic books had to come to an end, The Dark Knight Returns would have been a perfect way to end for DC, because that culminated all the years that Superman and Batman has had for each other, the respect, the knowledge of each other, and everything that they had going on. And here, you got a fucking rookie who destroyed a city, and you got, I don't know what the fuck Batman's character is supposed to be. They say he's supposed to be an older Batman, seeing everything done and everything, but he looks fucking like a rookie in this film too. They have no history of each other, no care or whatever. The only difference is here is just like, oh, Bruce Wayne's gonna fight Superman because he destroyed Metropolis or whatever. It's just, but you know what that just leads to, Wayne? Same thing like Godzilla. It's just a misunderstanding. Fuck you. No, fuck you. See, that's been my problem with this fucking movie being made in the first fucking place. Is this, their fight scene is nothing but all just one big misunderstanding. Fuck you, movie.
And to me, what it looks like is it is just going to be the one fight and that's it. It really does. That's what it looks like. The one big fight they're going to have, and then they're going to be, oh, make up, kiss. Oh, let's fight Doomsday.
Okay, shut up, Jesse Eisenberg. Son of Krypton versus Bat of Gotham. Shut the fuck up, man. Please, Jesus Christ. To not fully talk shit about this movie, even though I will, because I don't give a fuck about this movie, to be honest. Honestly, you might even get a late review from me out of this if I go see this movie, which I will, but it's not going to be the first one on my list to go do. The visuals in here look cool. You got Batman grappling hook flying around and shit like this. You got Batman and Superman standing each other. You got the armor from The Dark Knight Returns. A lot of visuals. Zack Snyder's good at fucking tricking people with that kind of shit, though.
Oh, God, yeah. What the hell are these things flying around to with Batman in the desert?
Okay, I don't know what the fuck that is. You got the Red Sun Batman in this scene right here. And people are saying it could be a dream sequence, which I don't give a fuck. Okay, now you gotta hear this stupid ass line from Lex again. This line right here. It's talking about, your little mind just can't figure that out. Who is he playing? Jim Carrey's Riddler?
He would have made a better Riddler than he would bloody Lex, because he ain't playing Lex any good.
Oh, but Wayne, he's playing Lex's son, so you don't know nothing about Lex's son, so it's okay for him to act this way.
Oh, fuck him, sir.
His tone is completely different from the fucking rest of this movie.
Oh, God, this trailer is just horrendous.
Okay, and I haven't really talked about this, Wayne, but I want you to hear this part now. What do you think of Batman's voice?
The first time I heard it with do you bleed, didn't like it. Now I'm hearing again, I really don't like it.
Sounds no different than Christian Bale, right?
It sounds more robotic.
Yeah, I guess.
And it shouldn't, because he's not wearing anything to make him sound like a robot.
I'll give you that one, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. I'm looking at these flying things of when he's in a Red Sun Batman. Are those things from Apocalypse?
Oh, God. Oh.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Those flying things from Apocalypse?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know.
That's what they look like, don't they?
They do.
God, don't fucking. They'll
bring that stupid little robot in from the last bloody.
Oh,
Batman,
man, shut your fucking mouth now.
It was a tin.
Stay down! If I wanted to end it. I'm sorry, Hinkerville, you're fucking terrible.
It's just the dialogue. No, it's just the dialogue, man. It is just so badly written.
God, Jesse Eisenberg just looks so fucking miscasted, man. I swear.
Even that last one, yeah. She with you? I thought she was with you. It's like, okay, whatever. Cracking jokes in the middle of a goddamn plot. Batman with a gun? Fuck off.
Which I don't have a problem with, don't get me wrong, but Batman, they summed him up to be, this is gonna be the darkest Batman you've ever seen, whatever. This nigga look corny as fuck.
He looks like a pussy. I'm sorry. It's fucked.
No, when you get to the end of this trailer, he does look like a fucking pussy.
He does. He's carrying away, standing behind Wonder Woman. It's like, whatever. Whatever.
Okay, so now I'm at the part now, just pause on the part where we see the Abomination being born.
Oh, God.
This trailer, now, I don't really care about this too much, but I can already see some people probably getting mad. This trailer spoils damn near the whole fucking movie.
It does, actually, because they say now it's Batman vs. Superman, but you know they tame up. So who cares?
Yeah, exactly, because, damn, did you fucking hack into my Texas and shit like that? I said, you know this movie's called Batman vs. Superman. This movie just showed you that fight lasted for about how long before they had to team up again, and where the fuck does Wonder Woman come from?
You know, this trailer just raises so many questions that, you know, they're not going to get, well, they'll get answered with really bad responses.
The funny thing is, the Abomination, as bad as he looks in this film, we ain't seen this film yet, but where the fuck was Wonder Woman and how come Wonder Woman in Man of Steel? Where was anybody at Man of Steel? That city was destroyed like shit.
Yeah, but they're going to answer all those questions. Don't
I don't give a fuck about their answers. Fuck you, DC. I really fucking don't. I don't give a shit about your fucking answers. Look at this big-ass egg pod that fucking Abomination is in. I keep calling him Abomination people. That's what the fuck he looks like. Just look at this shit. Like
Doomsday. I mean, it's clearly meant to be Doomsday, but it ain't.
I'll give it something that I think that's probably the most cleverest thing that they have going for this movie is using Zod's body to create Doomsday out of it or whatever. That's probably the most cleverest thing out of the whole thing as far as trying to bring Doomsday in it. Probably, I was going to say realistic.
But how did Zod do against Superman? He got his neck broken. That was the end of the fight.
I was just about to tell you something that I told Sean. I said, if he felt so bad about snapping Zod's neck, how come he didn't bury Zod in his ship? I'm not even joking either. How come, if he felt so bad about snapping Zod's neck, the last of his people and shit, how come he didn't take Zod with him and put him in his ship?
Let the military take him.
Exactly. Why did he let the military take him? And I know some dickhead right now is probably saying, yeah, exactly. Because everybody said that shit at the end, which I did not have a problem with him snapping his neck. But everybody always said, you saw the pain. You saw the pain. You saw the pain in his eyes and shit like that or whatever and stuff. It was just like, if he felt so bad for it, how come he didn't give Zod a proper burial then?
Because he would have to have buried all the other thousands of people he killed in that fight, probably.
Yeah, but the thing about Zod, though, Zod was his fucking brother, if you will. Last of his kind, if you will, and shit like that. If he felt so fucking bad about killing the last of his people and shit like that, how come he didn't fucking take them to his ship that nobody fucking knows about, except for Lois Lane, because she just got crowbarred in the fucking film and shit like that. I mean, he didn't take them to his ship and just leave them there. Give them a burial there.
You raise a good point. Lois Lane, does she even need to be in this?
She's in here fucking giving speeches to Lex Luthor or whatever the fuck you want to call this dude.
Does she need to be in this movie, though, at all?
Did she need it to be in Man of Steel?
I don't know.
I've never seen a fucking character so forced into this fucking shit before.
You know what the worst is? I can see now we're gonna cop a lot of shit talking about this.
I don't give a fuck.
And then it's our opinion. But you know what? Our opinion is this looks fucking horrible.
Okay.
It really does. And look, and this is coming from two Batman fans. Right? You're a Batman fan. I'm a Batman.
You're probably the biggest on the site. You don't want the tattoo on your back.
Yeah, I'm getting that shit removed.
And not only that, not only do you got the fucking tattoo on your fucking back, you dressed up like Batman. I can say this right now. I can say this right now. I've never seen Cody dressed up as Batman.
Yeah, because he's always drunk, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true, whatever. Cody doesn't have a tattoo of Batman.
I see him more like Lex these days.
Damn.
He's uncourageous, cowardly ass. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I'm just saying, you probably, without a doubt, probably the biggest Batman fan on this site or whatever and shit. And so, I mean,
I'm telling you, we're gonna be careful next spoiling of the movies when Cody comes on. Hi, boys, look, the phenomenal one, P1, talking to Wayne Smale from Australia. Oh, what a coincidence. I'm like, fuck off.
Is that why you picked Mystery Man?
Oh, God, yes. Mystery Man. Mystery Man. He likes a Mystery Man. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Give him Z then. That's a Mystery Man.
Yeah. Well, Annabelle, you'll get your wish, don't you?
Okay, I want you to listen to this line, because you say that the dialogue is bad. I thought Superman delivered this fucking line terrible, if you ask me. Oh shit, I must have rewinded it or whatever, something. But it's the line where he says to Lex, "What have you done?"
I was like, I didn't even hear that bloody line.
Hold on, here we go. Hold on. Let me rewind that shit back. What have you done? So monotone or whatever. He's like, might as well have been Z delivering that shit. What have you done? He has no reaction on his face. He just got a little smirk on his face. What have you done? Looks like fucking Steven Seagal.
Oh God, Steven Seagal. Oh jeez.
I'm here to catch the real perp. What have you done? Jesus fucking Christ. Batman looks like a bitch in this scene. Looks like a fucking bitch.
Yeah, it makes him look like a coward. I did not like that aspect at all.
This is supposed to be the Batman that's been through it all, seen it all. Why the fuck would he be afraid of this? This ain't nothing to him. He's fought in villains like Clayface and shit like that, and supposedly in this world or whatever. So why in the fuck would he be fearing this right now, looking afraid and shit? Because he can't fucking untie his seatbelt to get out of his fucking Batmobile? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, Batman's so good, he doesn't know how to work seatbelts, apparently.
So fucking good, he can't even fucking break the seat. Does he look smaller in this trailer too, by the way?
He looks bigger than Henry Cavill, to me does not make sense.
Oh, because remember, he's older now. He's bulked up a little bit, you know?
Oh, fuck off, whatever.
Okay, I know this scene is edited in front of the trailer and stuff like that, but if this is a shot by shot of the actual movie where Batman's deflecting that or hot covering like a little bitch from that blast, which I don't know why he would just do that. Batman, I know, wouldn't fucking do that. He would grapple hook out of that shit. But how the fuck did one? If this is after seeing a scene, and I won't hold this too much to the trailer itself neither. I'll save this for the film. But how the fuck did Wonder Woman's shield deflect that blast?
Yeah.
She don't fucking have Captain America's shield. That's just some regular ass fucking shield.
Yeah, the sword's meant to be special. And the whip.
Yeah, the whip. Yeah, exactly. Which I don't even see the whip on it. Okay, I'm looking at this shot of Wonder Woman. Does she look like the only thing that's not CG'd in this scene?
Like you said, it looks like they've all filmed it on different sound stages.
Yeah, because when they three come together, I looked at that and was just like, are they in the same room? Because this shit looks terrible, actually. The seeing the three of them stand next to each other, you would think this would be... Oh, here goes your favorite line. Uh-huh. Look at Batman holding his gun. Wonder Woman, she's like, I'm ready for battle. I finally get a movie. Which, by the way, we have yet to hear this woman talk yet.
That's true. I like how the two men are standing behind the woman, letting her fight.
Because, you know... But you know why, Wayne? Oh, here we go. See, this is why I don't give a fuck about Wonder Woman here. Zack Snyder and his track record with women in his films.
Oh, they're great. Always strong. Jupiter Jones, whatever freaking name.
Oh,
Jupiter
fuck that Ascending. Bitch. Zack Snyder and women, Wayne, do not go together. That is a fucking fact. That is a fucking fact. Hey, whether you like Watchmen or not, you can't tell me Silk Spectre was a good fucking character.
Oh, that's her name, Silk Spectre.
No, you was close enough, though. Yeah. That was her mom's name.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look. Probably the strongest female character he had, sadly, would probably be in Sucker Punch, and I haven't even seen that shit.
Shit. That chick he had in Dawn of the Dead, she was fucking terrible. She was annoying as shit. Yeah. Gosh.
At first, I thought she was strong, and then rewatching it, I was like,
she got on your fucking nerves, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
got on my nerves fucking real quick. And then I look at Sucker Punch. I'm like, wow, you don't know a damn thing about women. And that's because his wife is backing him up. And then you watch Watchmen, where Silk Spectre is just meant to be a whore. She just passed around like a fucking $2 stamp or something like that. Especially in that stupid ass scene when they were having sex and he ejaculated fire from the flying machine. Wayne's like, yeah, don't.
The more I think about it, I really don't want to watch that movie again.
Wayne's like, don't remind me of shit like that. And then we get to a Man of Steel where Lois Lane, great acting on her, on Amy Adams' part, but Jesus Christ, he really didn't have nothing to do for her in that movie.
Like we said, the character wasn't even needed to be in it.
And I'm looking at Gal Gadot, which I'm going to go ahead and fucking say it. Everybody's talking about, oh, this Wonder Woman looks so good, whatever. Gal Gadot is a fucking terrible actress. So.
Yeah, well, Fast and the Furious is like,
I mean, fuck her. You got Gal Gadot teaming up with the worst director for females.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a confidence boost.
I ain't confident about Wonder Woman at all in this fucking film. That's why she don't talk in this fucking, in these fucking trailers. That's why she don't talk in any of these trailers. Because we know she's going to be fucking deterred. But the reason why Zack Snyder put her in the middle, Wayne, is because Zack Snyder tries fucking hard to make strong female characters.
And yeah, fucking, he tries. He doesn't write them.
He tries. And he fails completely. That's why, look at Superman, man. He looks so lost. It's not even funny at this ending shot here.
I mean, the last shot with all three of them.
Superman can take Doomsday on his own.
Apparently not.
I guess not, man. Fuck this movie.
Yeah, you know, man, we're gonna have to wrap this up anyway.
Yeah, I don't have nothing else to fucking say about this trailer. This trailer can eat a dick. Personally, the movie can eat. I've literally lost every bit of excitement I had left for this fucking movie. I could care less about this movie now.
But you got people on this side. You got you, me, Cody, Luke, and Z. Now, we know you, me, and Luke think this trailer is horrendous and disgusting. Cody, we know, is going to love it because, well, he's Cody and he's a fucking idiot. Z, we don't really care about his opinion. So, and then Sammy just loves everything, so. Hey, tell me I'm wrong. Come on.
You know what? Somebody write that on Throwback Tuesday, which I'm sure they will. What do they think of the Dawn of Justice trailer? We'll see what they think about that. Because I'm sure Cody likes the Batman thing or whatever and stuff. I think Batman looked like shit. I'm not going to lie. I was with him at first. I was with him at first.
Cody. He's got a soft side for Batman.
Well, you can keep that soft side or whatever shit. Because he should have a soft side for Z. But,
one day. We all know it's coming. Just give it some chance.
That nigga got some terrible fucking dialogue in this goddamn trailer. I don't really like clowns in suits.
Oh, God.
Could you be any more fucking obvious, huh? Okay.
Gee, I wonder who he's talking about.
Yeah, he's talking about the Riddler. That's who, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, okay. I knew it. Yeah, fuck this trailer. Fuck this movie, too. I don't care anymore. Yeah. This movie's supposed
to
be an event.
Fuck DC. Fuck Zack Snyder.
Yeah, and that's the main one right there. Fuck Zack Snyder, people.
Well, I guess that's it, Pete. What else can we say?
Yeah. Any closing words, Wayne?
It's just more grunts and moans.
Okay.
Well, words cannot say how let down I have ever been by Batman until this trailer came out. This is the worst thing I've seen since Batman Forever.
God damn.
That's saying something.
Well, once again, fuck you, DC, and fuck you, Zack Snyder.